I'm a youth of the smartest perception. So to speak, I have eyes that I see. But finessing, I'm quite an exception. There's nothing that passes by me. For years, I've been courting a lady. I may say my one grand affair. But lately, I've noticed she's changing somehow. I may be mistaken, but there. On Monday, she missed our appointment. On Tuesday, she said I was mad. On Wednesday, she snubbed me. Her looks seemed to scorch. On Thursday, her dog bit me twice in the porch. On Friday, her brother chastised me. And on Saturday night, I admit, her dad slung me out. So if she's cooling off, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. Now my landlord and I may mention, well, we don't seem to see eye to eye. There are several bones of contention. For instance, the rent, by the by. I'm sick of these vulgar discussions. And besides, I'm not anxious to stay. So quite entre nous, I've decided to go. At least, it seems pointing that way. On Monday, they issued a summons. On Tuesday, we barred all the doors. On Wednesday, they cut off the water and gas, stuffed up the chimneys and broke all the glass. On Thursday, they took half the roof off. But they got in today, I admit. So any time now, if I change my address, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I'm awfully lucky at races. They say that I'm rather unique. I either get wins or else places. I went to a meeting last week. A friend of mine said, "Bet the limpet. You take it from me that he's warm." Well, the horses got off, but I rather suspect that the limpet was hardly in form. At first he began to run sideways, then one of his legs seemed to drag. He wheezed rather badly, then started to cough. And rounding the corner, the jockey fell off. Then he stood for a while on the railings and shivered as though in a fit. So I said to my friend, if that horse doesn't win, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I've just heard a terrible rumor. It's caused me a few whitened hairs. It may be some horrible bloomer, but it deals with this increase in fares. It seems that the railway committee have got some dark scheme in their mind. They'll raise them and raise them and raise them again. In a year or so's time, we shall find we'll be 10 bob from Bond Street to Clapham, and £1 from the bank to Soho. We'll be £17 for a trip to Southend, with a luxury tax on your young lady friend. We'll be 25 guineas to Brighton. That's standing and more if you sit. So if ever the whole of the railways go bust, it wouldn't surprise me a bit. It wouldn't, really.